you turn off that fucking light? What could you possibly be typing? I swear to God, you pitched a fit just for the bigger bunk and you aren't even using it. At least you can do is be courteous. You still have plenty of time to prep for the stupid fucking conference. Don't call me an asshole. You were always such a... Look, we are sharing this private little patch of hell for multiple days. We have to try and get along, and that means being fucking reasonable. It's 1 a.m. Just go to fucking bed. Fine. Don't give me that look. If you insist on keeping me up until the early hours of the morning, then I'm drinking. At least this fucking room has a mini bar here. It's brandy. It's sweet. Don't give me that shit. Look, the company forced us to share a train cabin with a mini bar. This is going to make it a lot easier to get along. Just take it. There. See? Makes things easier. What's it to you what has me on edge? You and I never get along, Miss Chief of Sales. Congrats on the promotion, by the way. You deserve it. We're way better than that asshat you replaced. Certainly makes being Chief of Engineering a little less of a headache. Even if I have to deal with your attitude every goddamn day. No, I'm not avoiding the question. No, it isn't the conference that's making me grumpy. Grumpier than usual, anyway. Yes, I am aware that I can be a bit overly critical of my peers. Hey, shut up. I know I'm an arsehole. And the best their fucking is at what I do. Maybe I'm on edge because someone won't turn off the goddamn light and go to sleep. Sorry for getting loud. Look, if you stop me now, I can help. Tomorrow. Alright? Deal. Thanks. The booze is actually helping a lot. How are you feeling? Yeah. I guess we just needed to blow off some steam. Especially you. You've been so uptight since we got here. I suppose I don't blame you. You are trapped in here with me, after all. No, I'm not going to answer your question. For the last time, drop it. It would be unprofessional to tell you. I suppose you're right. We're already breaking the rules. Just don't report me to HR for what I'm about to say. I find you incredibly, ridiculously, distractingly attractive. And being pent up in here with you is, well, like I said, the booze is helping. What are you doing? Why did you unbutton your shirt? Are you teasing me? Because I don't do teasing, sweetheart. You should know me better than that. Not that I mind the view, but I can see. Oh man, just look at you. No bra. You really need to stop. Because I don't like teasing, and I'm about to come over there and do something about it. I shouldn't. We've both been drinking, but I really fucking want to. Fine, take off that top, sweetheart. I want to see those tits. Fuck, girl. Oh, you're brave. breasts are amazing. Come here. Straddle me on the edge of the bunk. I didn't think you were this kind of woman, Miss Chief of Sales. But then again, you are the type to take what you want, aren't you? Such sensitive nipples. I love hearing you whimper and pant like this. I want to know all of your noises, like when I put my mouth here. It certainly sounds like you like that. What if I bit down here? Fuck. You like that, sweetheart. I said, did you fucking like that? Good. Answer my question when I fucking ask it. Now stand up. Take off the skirt. I want to know what you taste like. Is that a fucking thong? No, keep it and the pantyhose on. I want to enjoy this view for a moment. Turn around. No bra, and now a thong. How am I supposed to get anything done at the office knowing what's under there now? You normally don't wear them. Interesting. So, are they for me? Oh, that look says it all. You've been wanting me as badly as I've wanted you. Maybe even more, considering how quickly you're starting taking off your clothes. Get on your fucking back. That's right, under me. Right where you belong. Isn't that right, beautiful? Do you like the feeling of me sucking your nipples and rubbing your pussy through your pantyhose and thong? Hold still. I said hold still. Stop squirming. Yeah, I can feel you getting close when I rub your clit like this. But don't come. You're not allowed. Not yet. You just take everything I'm giving you and everything I'm going to give you. I don't want you going over the edge until you're wrapped around my cock. And there's still the matter of tasting you. These are in my way. Now, oh, did you like getting your pantyhose ripped? You're making such a fucking mess, sweetheart. You're soaking through your panties. Let me just pull this out of the way and... been wanting to do this for so long. You taste fucking delicious. Your little clit feels so fucking good on my tongue. And judging by the sounds you're making, you're enjoying yourself thoroughly. Oh, I'm tempted to let you come like this. Oh, it's very hard to deny you when you ask so politely. Ask me nicely again. tell me how good I make you feel. Good girl. I love how obedient you are. The strong, independent executive begging me to make her come with my mouth so shamelessly. I always fucking love that about you. You always know what you fucking want, don't you, sweetheart? And right now, you want to come on my face with your pantyhose ripped open and underwear pushed out of the way. In fact, I'd say you need it. Fine, since you ask so nicely. But I still want to feel you. So tight around my finger. I wonder if I rub right here. You like that? Good. Then come. Come on my fingers and tongue. Come for me, sweetheart. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Give it to me. There you go. Oh, such a good girl. So dirty and obedient. I can feel you tightening on my finger. You must be coming so hard. There you go. Okay, sweetheart. I can't wait any longer. I love the way your thighs are trembling. Here. Let me get you on your hands and knees. There we go. I need a better angle. Press your face into the mattress. Arch your back. Spread your legs. Wider. Wider! That's it. I have to say, Miss Chief of Sales, you certainly don't look the part. Honestly, you look like an insatiable slut. Oh, the begging. And that language. Oh, of course I'll fuck you. Reach back and pull your lips apart. Yes, like that. Hold yourself open. Oh, sweetheart, you are fucking tight. Oh, I wanted to take my time, but I didn't expect you to feel so fucking hot. Holy shit. Hold still. Oh, relax. Oh, I've got you. There. Oh, fuck, sweetheart. You feel perfect around my cock. Oh, get ready. I can't be gentle. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you know how often I fantasize about fucking you like this? Oh, only in my dreams you're bent over my office desk trying not to scream. Or getting your face stuffed so I can finally shut that goddamn mouth. Oh, your fucking mouth. Oh, fuck, drives me crazy. Your tits hanging all loose with no bra drives me crazy. The fact that you've wanted me just as much as I've wanted you drives me crazy. Oh, and to think, we could have gotten this out of the way a long time ago. Oh, if you've just been honest with me from the get-go, like you are with everything else. Oh, if you think this is a one-time deal, sweetheart, you are sorely mistaken. Oh, I have you now, and I am not letting go. Oh, fuck, I can feel you tightening again. Oh, you come with me, sweetheart. Oh, come around my cock while I fill you up. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking come. Give it to me. Oh, give me what's mine as I fucking fill you up. Oh, fuck. Give it to me. Come with 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 me. Oh. 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 Oh, good girl. Good girl. No, not yet. Take all of it. Take all of me. Oh, sweetheart, that was amazing. Let me get those off you and help clean you up. Mind if I share the bigger bunk with you? There. That has to be more comfortable. Come here and relax. No, for once, don't argue and just come here. Just let me hold you while you rest. Everything, what we just did, the conference, what we do going forward, it's not important right now. Right now I just want to rest with you. We'll deal with tomorrow when it comes. Together. After all, we get along so well now.